The Greater Phoenix Urban League Young Professionals will be honoring a group of diverse Valley leaders tonight at its YP 40 Under 40 Awards. With me to talk about the list is Tanisha Bailey. She's a former YP president of the Greater Phoenix Urban League Young Professionals. She's also a healthcare auditor. I'm also joined by Lawrence Robinson. He's director of the Center for Civic Participation for the Maricopa Community Colleges and one of the recipients of a 40 Under 40 Award. And Tanisha, let me start with you. What are the goals of making and putting out this list? Who are you trying to showcase here?
So really, the goal and the purpose of having this 40 Under 40 event is to really highlight a diverse young professionals are here in the Valley. There are other 40 Under 40 award ceremonies across the Valley that different organizations will host, but we felt that was very important to highlight those young professionals of color who are African-American, who are Latino, who are Asian, who are doing really impactful things in the Valley, but maybe unknown to the general public. So we really wanted to have just an event that really highlights their work and what they're doing in the community.
Why is it important to you to highlight specifically people under 40 of color?
Because we find that in Phoenix, it's not as diverse as other places like Chicago or LA or, you know, New York. And so we find that in other venues where they've had the 40 and 40 event, there have been very few people of color that are highlighted in those mediums. So we thought that this would be a great opportunity for us to say, hey, there are really dynamic young professionals of color here in the Valley who are doing great work. You may not have heard about them in other areas. We want to celebrate them here at this event.
Lawrence, what does it mean to you to be one of these recipients?
Well, I'm honored, and I look at the distinguished list of honorees and find that they represent a wide swath of the Valley. They're doing work that not only because of their identity they may not be honored for typically, but also they're doing work that goes unsung here. I think a lot of the other 40 under 40 lists often honor those who are within the business community, those who are looking at profit margins and spreadsheets, whereas this group, folks are really toiling in their neighborhoods. They're making a difference on the grassroots level. And so it means a lot to me to be honored among those people who I think are really making a change.
Tanisha, was it a conscious effort to look for people who are working maybe in nonprofits or more community type groups as opposed to big business?
Absolutely. Because as you know, there are a lot of really movers and shakers in this community, such as Lawrence Robinson, who does really great work in the community around education, around getting people who are of color engaged in the political process here. And we felt that was really critical for us to really celebrate those who are doing great work that may be unsung in the Valley.
Lawrence, what does it mean to your work, both sort of your day job and other types of things that you do, to be recognized as a 40 under 40? I mean, have you found it helpful, or do you expect that you'll find it helpful?
I found it very helpful. If you look at the Urban League Young Professionals group that Tanisha has really created into a powerhouse here in Phoenix, it's created a network that was needed, a network that did not exist before she and others really took up the mantle and tied us all together. And so you look at these 40 under 40 recipients, and they're entrepreneurial, just like the Urban League YPs are entrepreneurial. And so what that means is that we have more contacts so that we can get more done. And I think that that's not only important for communities of color, but it's important for the Valley in general so that everyone can succeed and everyone can move forward together.
Tanisha mentioned that there are other 40 under 40 lists out there, but they tend not to be as diverse as maybe ideally you would like them. Is this sort of a morale boost, do you think, to have like a list specifically of 40 young people of color who are doing interesting things?
It's certainly a morale boost, but it's also just a affirmation of the reality of who are the leaders out there on the ground who often are not recognized. And so while it feels good to all of us, we were all going to do this work otherwise. But I think bringing us together in one list really helps us to network. It helps us to do the work that other 40 under 40 lists are able to accomplish together. And it helps us to realize that we're not alone. It helps us to realize that diversity is a strength for our community. It certainly is not a weakness.
Do either of you think that in a best case scenario, a list like this might not be necessary, that some of the other 40 under 40 lists would include people like Lawrence or other people who are on your list who are doing good things, who are representing more of the diversity of the community?
That's a good question. I think that a list like this is always necessary. I never want to assume that other people will know how to recognize leaders of color, right? Or even be in the same circles. You had asked me earlier about how do I put together this list of young professionals, and it's really about knowing them. I find that people are not included in other 40 and 40 lists because the people that create those lists don't know them, right? And are not engaged in those communities of color to meet them, to find them, to see what they're actually doing. And so I find lists like this very valuable to the community, regardless of other lists that are out there.
A lot of communities and identity groups operate in silos anywhere, but particularly in the Valley. And so whether it's a faith-based community or a racial community or a migrant community, we often don't interact with each other. We go home, you know, the garage door opens and you go in and you stay in for the night. And so I think what this list helps do is identify resources. It's a resource map. And I think it's so crucial because those resources can work more effectively when they work together.
Do you think that by having that kind of recognition, does that help the communities that some of the recipients represent?
Absolutely. I think also it allows people to know who the leaders are in their communities and where they, and if they need help or support with an item, they know, oh, I saw this list and I know that Lawrence works on this project. Maybe he can help me with this issue that I'm having in my house or with my family. Really to kind of help people connect the dots of who's here in the Valley.
And do you think, Lawrence, it'll help you sort of connect the dots with other people that maybe you do or don't know who are also on this list that might be able to help you in the kinds of projects you're working on?
I do. I think that this list will help everyone and then the larger community as a whole. Look, when problems need to be addressed in different cultural communities, you have different touch points, different points of entry, different ways to utilize sometimes less resources in one identity-based
Absolutely.
Community, and sometimes, frankly, more resources that are a strength that another community may not even realize exist. Mm-hmm. And so it really talks to the fact that there are different channels and routes and trails in order to access resources, but we have to actually blaze those trails.
Absolutely.
And doing it together makes it easier.
Do either of you find that there's a particular brain drain from the Phoenix area of people of color who maybe could be on a list like this if only they would have stayed here?
Absolutely. I've lived in the Valley for about 8 years, and I've seen a number of very talented, highly motivated, driven, educated African-American young professionals come to the Valley for a job promotion, come to the Valley to attend ASU and get a master's or PhD, and they feel that they're not engaged in a way that I want them to stay in Phoenix and for Phoenix to feel like home, and they leave because they don't feel like Phoenix is home because they can't recognize themselves or see their culture represented in events or programming or job opportunities, just different things that they're not seeing themselves and their culture represented. So it is difficult to engage young professionals of color and to stay in Phoenix because there aren't a lot of opportunities for them to meet each other, to network, to engage, and to enjoy their lives here in Phoenix. So they leave.
Often you'll read in the Republic or see at a community event leaders of color who have been quote-unquote leaders for decades upon decades, and they're not tuned in to the struggles or the realities that the community need addressed. By the example that the Urban League YPs have set, we have a whole new cadre of leaders to step up to the line and to help.
Lawrence, have you found that other people who could have been leaders in Phoenix, people that maybe you knew or worked with, have just left town?
Absolutely. You know, Phoenix is such a young community that often you find one leader of one identity group and the larger mainstream community latches on to them and no one else is needed.
Absolutely.
So they serve on every board. They're called to make a comment on every story. And it really atrophies the growth and the natural organic growth of the community. And for too long, we've lacked organizations like the Urban League YPs. And so folks don't find their place. They don't find their community. And so they leave. We are in a crucial moment here where the Valley needs leadership and faces major problems. And I look to the folks on this list and see them already solving them. And so I think being brought together and having a pool of resources now with the entire list, we can probably do more together.
Lawrence Robinson is the director of the Center for Civic Participation for the Maricopa Community Colleges and a recipient of the Greater Phoenix Urban League Young Professionals 40 Under 40 Award. We also heard from Tanisha Bailey, a healthcare auditor and former YP president of the Greater Phoenix Urban League Young Professionals. The group's award ceremony is tonight in Scottsdale.